A few minutes later, the newcomers were in compound barracks or sitting in waiting personnel carriers to go to other mine sites. The bullhorn roared.
Coordinates holding at LinkedIn second stage.
The white light on the dome began to flash intermittently. The personnel transports started up and took off. Johnny realized that interference was being held down on the coordinate frequency. Knowing what he did now about teleportation, he realized that motors could not run during a firing. It was an important point. Teleportation motors interfered with the teleportation in transshipment. That was why the cyclos didn't locally teleport ore on the planet from one point to another, but used freighters. A small motor was one thing, but teleportation of ore was reserved for transport between planets and universes. Apparently, if any motor were running around the transshipment area while those wires were humming and building up, it would mess up the firing due to overly disturbed local space. Johnny knew he was now watching a holding between the space of Cyclo and the space of this planet. A secondary holding was just keeping coordinates punched in, and he could visualize the operators in that control tower punching consoles with staccato pause to keep this planet and Cyclo lined up for the second firing. It was the second one Johnny was interested in. It apparently would not take place for a while. He turned off his picto-recorder remote. After a wait, he timed it and found it was 1 hour and 13 minutes. The white light on the dome began a very rapid flashing. The bullhorn bawled.
Stand by for return firing to Cyclo!
A semi-annual seemed to use up far more electricity. Technicians had auxiliary bus bars closed on the high poles. There was still a faint hum in the air. Sweepers rolled and whirred over the firing platform, cleaning it, getting rid of scraps the new personnel may have dropped. Johnny noticed that the conveyor belt detectors were not manned, and all the ore apparatus was standing still, neglected. He had hoped to pass by the ore duster with the sample from the load in his pocket and see whether the ore duster registered any uranium mixed in with the gold. But he couldn't. The thing wasn't running. Turl came rumbling down toward the morgue. Johnny turned on his picto recorder. Cyclos were getting busy again around the firing platform. The bullhorn bawled.
Coordinates holding at LinkedIn second stage.
They were still lined up with Cyclo. Johnny envisioned that far-off planet, universes away, purple and heavy like a huge discolored boil, infecting and paining the universes. He knew there were scraps of its space right in front of him, linked to the space of Earth. Cyclo, a parasite larger than the host. Voracious, pitiless, without even a word for cruelty. Turl was now opening up the morgue. Small lift trucks dashed by him and into it. Turl stood there watching, a list in his hand. The first lift truck came out. Turl looked at the closed coffin number and checked his list. The truck with the huge coffin borne in its claws sped to the firing platform and dumped its burden with a thud. The coffin teetered and then fell flat.